USA News. I'm John Schaefer. House Republicans kicked off the first hearing in their impeachment probe of President Biden today. They're examining potential improper gains from his son Hunter's foreign business dealings during his vice presidency.
President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes.
Committee Chair James Comer alleges Biden misused his position for family financial benefit. Democrat Jamie Raskin of Maryland dismisses it as a baseless and debunked accusation. Some heated moments on Capitol Hill when Congressman Matt Gaetz clashed with Speaker Kevin McCarthy in a closed-door meeting regarding a government shutdown. Gaetz questioned McCarthy about alleged payments to conservative influencers, criticizing him on social media, a claim McCarthy has denied. Gaetz and other conservatives are urging McCarthy to incorporate more spending cuts into any government funding bill. Friday, we will know whether the United Auto Workers plan to escalate their strike against the big three automakers. UAW President Sean Fain is set to make an announcement Friday morning. Last Friday, Fain included 38 General Motors and Stellantis parts plants in the strike, while Ford was exempt due to a positive stride in contract negotiations. Starting next year, fast food workers in California will receive a minimum wage of $20 per hour, thanks to a bill signed into law today by Governor Gavin Newsom.
We recognize businesses cannot thrive in a world that's failing. And that's an important point because we're not just about growth. This state's about inclusion. And that's the foundational principle we're advancing here today.
Come April 1st, the increase will establish one of the highest minimum wages for fast food workers in the United States. A former TV journalist who's yet to concede the previous Arizona gubernatorial race intends to kick off her U.S. Senate campaign next month. Carrie Lake confirmed in a radio interview today and announced a rally for October 10th. This is USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The second GOP debate is in the history books.
A few things were clearly answered, but not much.
I think we would be better served as a Republican Party if we're not sitting here hurling personal insults and actually have a legitimate debate about policy following Reagan's 11th Amendment in his honor. And the answer is that is what actually makes our country strong. And I believe in these people on the stage. They disagree, but let's have a legitimate disagreement. That's what I would say.
I'm Corey Myers.
Hyundai and Kia are recalling nearly 3.4 million vehicles in the U.S. and telling owners to park them outside due to the risk of engine compartment fires. The recalls cover a number of car and SUV models from the 2010 through 2019 model years, including Hyundai's Santa Fe and Kia Sorento. The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the anti-lock brake control module can leak fluid and cause an electrical short, which can touch off a fire while the vehicles are parked or being driven. A recent study in the Journal of Adolescent Health reveals that teenagers with parents who regularly drink alcohol are four times more likely to engage in drinking themselves. Dr. Marissa Esser, senior author of the study and leader of the CDC's alcohol program, emphasized that the research underscores how binge drinking not only poses risks to the individuals who are doing the drinking, but it also heightens the likelihood of their teenagers consuming alcohol as well. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.